Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for being here. Our number 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we love hearing from you. If you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we're here for you as well. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll be talking to Major Williams, candidate for governor of California. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk a little bit about the vaccinations, and mandatory vaccinations. Major Williams is against mandatory vaccinations. We'll talk to Major Williams at the bottom of the hour. We'll get to your calls in our next segment. 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. And if you want to start a business, if you're an entrepreneur, if you like the nutrition business, if nutritional supplementation has helped you or a loved one, you want to pay it forward, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, and sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team. You can also click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Our number today, 844-236-6010, Major Williams will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk a little vaccination, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. All right, so we've been talking about dopamine, been in the news, dopamine. When I first heard about dopamine in pharmacy school, I had no idea that there was this molecule in the brain that was responsible for movement and happiness and anticipation and addictions. And there's so many roles that dopamine plays in our day-to-day life. We are leveraged or taking advantage of because of our dopamine. There's a pattern and a neural circuitry in the brain that's associated with reward-seeking behavior. There's actually a reward center in the brain. The reward center of the brain is a part of the brain that's activated when we achieve something. We get a reward, a neurological reward, and dopamine is associated with this reward chemistry. Last program, we talked about the dopamine reward-seeking loop, the DRSL, under ordinary healthy circumstances. Once we accomplish something, once we finish a paper or clean the garage or wash the dishes or even just something as simple as reaching for a doorknob, we get a hit of reward chemistry and our neurochemical drive is satisfied. However, when we are in the grips of a dopamine reward-seeking loop, we don't get satisfied and we do the same action again and again trying to get a reward, but we just don't get that reward. We don't get that satisfaction. Classic example these days is social media. and tech companies like Facebook and Google and platforms like Tinder and Grindr and various social media apps are well aware of this phenomenon. They've designed their products to take advantage of this. I was talking to my friend Bob a couple days ago. Bob had just discovered TikTok, which is a super high-powered version of a DRSL, a dopamine reward-seeking loop technology. It's basically short 60-second or less videos. They're catchy and entertaining, and they're designed to keep you scrolling for more. Bob was telling me that when he can't sleep at night, he looks at TikTok videos, and he can scroll through dozens of them before he has to force himself to quit. This is a classic example of a dopamine-seeking reward loop. The action of scrolling, using your thumb or your finger to push to scroll up or left or right, whether it's TikTok or Tinder or Facebook or Instagram, is specifically designed to activate dopamine reward chemistry and to keep it looping until we can muscle ourselves away, force ourselves away from our device. The dopamine-seeking reward loop, the DSRL, is the result of the fact that dopamine is not secreted in response to pleasure. It's not a pleasure neurochemical. It's not an enjoyment neurochemical. This is what people used to believe, that dopamine was associated with happiness or pleasure. But it turns out that dopamine is an anticipation molecule. It's a prediction molecule, which means we don't enjoy a surge of dopamine when we get rewarded, but rather when we anticipate a reward. This is where addiction comes in. That which we are addicted to does not satisfy us because it's the anticipation of that which we are addicted to that creates the satisfaction. When we can't stop a behavior such as scrolling or smoking or drinking or eating or gambling or any other addictive behavior, it's because we crave anticipation. That feeling that's associated with knowing an action is about to occur, not the action itself. That's so important. The subtle distinction, but it's a really important distinction. This is what DSRL is all about. This is why behaviors that we're addicted to are so unsatisfying. It's the anticipation, the prediction that we're looking for. We don't love the smoking. We love the anticipation of the cigarette. We love the thrill of the chase. That feeling we get right before, that nanosecond before the news story or the picture shows up on our iPhone. If you're addicted to something, say caffeine, which is a very common addiction, probably the most common addiction in the world, is to caffeine. Notice how good and how excited and how happy you feel right before you take that first sip of coffee. Right as that coffee's about to hit your mouth, all is right in the world. The anticipation of the hit of caffeine is the most beautiful feeling. It's not the caffeine itself. It's the anticipation of the caffeine. It's only a nanosecond, though. So you got to be really, really observant. Most of us just kind of take the cup and put it up to our mouths and drink. But if you do it really, really slowly, if you pay very close attention, you'll notice that the really beautiful feeling is that split second before the cup of coffee hits your lips. Just as you're raising the cup to your mouth, that's the most pleasurable feeling. And this understanding is the clue to quitting any behavior that you are addicted to. Try to stay in the anticipation phase as long as possible. Extend the anticipation phase. It's the anticipation we love. If it's the anticipation that we're looking for, stay in the anticipation. Don't engage in the behavior. At least don't engage in the behavior immediately. Enjoy the anticipation as long as possible. We have this belief, this subconscious belief. It's not like we think about it, but it's a kind of subliminal belief. It's underneath our awareness that all anticipation has to be completed. But is that really true? Maybe it's just the anticipation. Maybe we can be satisfied with just the anticipation. If completing an anticipation does not satisfy, but only results in another round of anticipation, that's what a loop is, that's what the DSRL loop is, why not stay in the anticipation? Why bother with the action? Try to extend that anticipation period as long as possible. You may find that you don't even really want the cigarette or the coffee or whatever it is that you're addicted to. If we're addicted to smoking or drinking or pills or the internet or porn or work or whatever we're addicted to, the anticipation isn't the problem. It's the behavior that's the problem. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Lines are all open for you. Major Williams will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk vaccination with Major Williams, candidate for governor, Republican candidate for governor of California.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. All our lines are open for you, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we're going to be talking to Major Williams, Republican candidate for governor of California, at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about mandatory vaccinations with Major Williams. We'll get your calls in this segment if we have calls, 844-236-6010. All right, so
We'll continue talking about dopamine and addictive behaviors and Parkinson's disease, as well as dopamine and the skin. There's a very interesting relationship between dopamine and the skin. The skin is loaded with dopamine receptors, and for good reason. This is about the connection between the emotions and our appearance. There's a very underappreciated relationship between our emotions, how we feel, and how our skin shows up. We'll be talking about that tomorrow and in the coming days on The Bright Side. This is from Harvard University newsletter. I thought it was kind of interesting. Chamath Palihapitiya, who is a former vice president of user growth at Facebook, says, "I feel tremendous guilt. The short-term dopamine-driven feedback loops that we have created are destroying how society works," he explained. He highlighted something that we know, most of us know, but we don't really appreciate it, and that's smartphones and social media is turning us into addicts. This is according to the Harvard University newsletter. Quote, "While it's easy to dismiss this claim as hyperbole, platforms like Facebook, Snapchat, and Instagram leverage the very same neural circuitry used by slot machines and cocaine to keep us using their products as much as possible. Taking a closer look at the underlying science may give you pause the next time you feel a pocket buzz," unquote. Now, I wouldn't go so far as to say, well, I don't know, maybe it is destroying our society, but it's sure creating a big problem with addictive behaviors. Many people are addicted to their smartphones. I'm addicted to my smartphone. You ever experience the angst of not knowing where your smartphone is? If you have, you're probably addicted to it. If you ever experience this state of panic when you misplace your phone, chances are you're addicted to it. About 73% of people, according to the Harvard newsletter, claim to experience this unique flavor of anxiety, which makes sense considering that adults in the United States spend an average of 2 to 4 hours per day on their smartphone. That adds up to 2,600 daily touches. All right, from Medscape, nearly 1 out of 5 American adults with hypertension is on a prescription drug that is known to raise blood pressure. And that includes things like antidepressants, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like Motrin. Yes, they can raise your blood pressure. Steroid drugs can raise your blood pressure. Estrogen replacement therapy can raise your blood pressure. If you have hypertension and you are on a prescription drug, consider, at least read the side effect profile. Go to the PDR, the physician's desk reference, which you can get online, and check out the side effects. If the side effects of the prescription drug you're taking are known to induce hypertension and you have high blood pressure, there is very likely a relationship between the two. Reduce the dose of your drug, or even better, wean yourself off the drugs. If you're on a prescription drug, one of the best things you could do for your health is figure out how to wean yourself off that prescription drug. I didn't say quit the prescription drug. I said wean yourself off the prescription drug. And if your doctor tells you you have to be on the prescription drug and you don't want to be on the prescription drug, well, you're in charge, not your doctor. But you do have to, at least you should, work with your prescriber if you are thinking about withdrawing yourself from a prescription. Work with your prescriber. Your prescriber needs to know that you're thinking of withdrawing from a prescription. If you are going to a prescriber, i.e. a doctor, it is only respectful to tell him what you're doing, or her, what you're doing. Nonetheless, if you are on a prescription drug, the best thing you could do for your health is to figure out how to wean yourself off that prescription drug and take care of your health without that. Now, there's times, of course, I know, that you need prescription drugs short-term. But if you're on a long-term prescription drug, such as thyroid medication or antihypertensive medication or anti-inflammatory medication or a medication for the digestive system, it's not going to help you in the long run, even if in the short run it helps alleviate symptomology, which can be unpleasant. That's the job of drugs, people. It's to alleviate or reduce symptoms. It is not to treat disease. Medications do not treat disease. They treat symptoms. And there are times when you want to address your symptomology. There's no doubt about it. And it's, in my opinion, it's Pollyannish to say nobody should be on any drugs. However, nobody should be on any drugs long-term is not Pollyannish. That's serious. Nobody should be on any prescription drugs long-term. if they're interested in their health. Now, if you have some kind of permanent health condition, if you've been have some kind of mechanical trauma, and your body is convulsing, you know, that's different. But for most people, when they're on a prescription drug, it's for some kind of chronic condition that can easily be addressed with nutritional supplementation, with changing the diet, with lifestyle behaviors. In my opinion, that's what we want to be focusing on. Using a prescription drug to address symptomology is great in the short term, but it is counterproductive to health in the long term. All right. Also, this is from Medical News Today. Sugary drinks may double colon cancer risk in women under 50. Colorectal cancer is serious business. It's the second most common cause of cancer-related death in the United States. And the incidence of colorectal cancer in people under 50 years of age has increased dramatically in the United States and in other industrialized countries. According to the authors of this study that was published in the Cancer Journal for Clinicians, 18,000 cases of individuals younger than 50 years of age had received a diagnosis of colorectal cancer in the last year, with 3,640 forecasted deaths in the population. And it turns out that eating sugar or drinking sugary drinks doubles your risk. In a new study in the journal Gut, drinking two or more sugary beverages per day in adulthood was associated with doubling the risk of bowel cancer, colon cancer, before the age of 50 years. Researchers found that each daily sugary beverage serving among adult women may be associated with a 16% higher risk of developing colorectal cancer. There's no benefits to sugary drinks, people. If you need a sugary drink, get yourself some stevia, get yourself some lemon, and make a stevia lemonade. Stevia will still have probably a slight effect on your insulin, so if you're diabetic, you still might have a problem with stevia, but it's certainly a lot better than sugar. And that includes, by the way, when we say sugary drinks, we're talking not just Coke and Pepsi, we're talking about those naked juices that you see advertised now, prepackaged fruit drinks, energy drinks like Red Bull, sports drinks, electrolyte drinks. Go look at the ingredients on Pedialyte. Pedialyte used to be recommended for babies after they had diarrhea or they were vomiting. Now Pedialyte is being recommended as a performance drink. I see people drinking Pedialyte after workouts. Well, you know, the key ingredient in Pedialyte is sugar. They call it dextrose, but it's sugar. Pedialyte is sugar water with a little bit of potassium in it. Be an ingredient deck reader. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Major Williams coming up in our next segment. Major Williams running for governor. He's also got a stand on vaccines and vaccine passports. We'll be talking to Major Williams in our next segment. You're listening to The Bright Side. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least seven people were killed, including a suspected gunman, during a birthday party over the weekend in Colorado Springs, Colorado, early Sunday morning. Officials said the suspect, who wasn't named, is believed to be the boyfriend of one of the victims. Weber County, Utah, GOP voted to censure Senator Mitt Romney, the Republican from Utah, Saturday during its convention. The senator's vote to impeach former President Trump earlier this year was the reason given by the voting body, saying the impeachment had denied the president due process, allowed falsified evidence, and did not provide adequate time for an investigation. The Dutch government announced Sunday it has granted oil producers Royal Dutch Shell and ExxonMobil around $2.4 billion in subsidies for what it says to become one of the largest carbon capture and storage projects in the world. The subsidies are meant to compensate the companies for the extra cost of capturing the greenhouse gases instead of emitting them. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The country of Colombia has big problems. The people and government have been clashing for several weeks. Dan Araki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Protests have racked Colombia for the last 2 weeks after President Iván Duque proposed a tax hike meant to help the government deal with the financial strain from the COVID pandemic. Duque withdrew the proposal after unrest began and the country's finance minister resigned, but the protests have continued. At least 30 people have been killed and more than 900 injured in clashes between protesters and the police over the last 10 days. Former American ambassador to Colombia, Kevin Whitaker, explained to CBS News why the violence has continued despite the withdrawal of the president's controversial tax plan.
Colombia experienced a 7% decline in GDP in 2020, and that has gravely affected government revenues, which are used for a variety of purposes, obviously. But in addition to that, you have the great dislocation caused by the pandemic. Colombia has been hurt disproportionately or worse than some of its neighbors in the region. And so you have an accumulation of anger and dissent that are related to both elements, which manifested themselves in these demonstrations.
Colombia recognizes 68 different languages for its 50.5 million citizens. A string of lights that floated across the night sky in parts of the United States last week had some people wondering if it was a fleet of UFOs. The train of lights was actually a series of relatively low-flying satellites launched by SpaceX as part of the Starlink internet service. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got a search engine up as well as 11 years of archived information, lots of good health information. If you miss a program or want to review a topic, you can use our search engine. You can also purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And if you're an entrepreneur or you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, you can sign up to join the Brightside Ben team for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself. You can start a home-based business that helps change the world at the most fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. And also, don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with acne and psoriasis and various skin conditions, dry skin, and to prevent post-surgical scarring. What I discovered was when you heal the skin, you beautify it. Health equals beauty always, and that's what True Skin Health is all about. Check out our 1,800, going on 1,900 four- and five-star reviews at truthreviewed.com, and you can purchase our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Major Williams is the Republican candidate for governor in 2022. He's an entrepreneur. He doesn't have a lot of political experience, but he's got a lot of good things to say. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Major Williams. Good morning, Major Williams.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and thank you for just motivating to make a difference in the world. I noticed, I was reading your bio, it says you ran for mayor of Pasadena in 2018, but other than that, you don't have a lot of running for office experience. What exactly motivated you to want to run for office, such a significant office, like the governorship of California?
Well, traditionally, I realized something, being in politics the last 4.5 years behind the scenes and also running as a candidate. And what I discovered is that I've been in politics for over 20 years, and that's what a lot of people understand. The word politics is applied to just your everyday life, how you deal with your spouse, how you deal with your coworkers, your supervisors, how you negotiate in business or just in networking and existing in life. Everything is politics, business, and marketing, right? And so once that kind of that door kind of opened up, being behind the scenes and seeing how things move, I was like, you know what? You know, I could represent in this particular space. And more importantly, looking at the talent that we had in regards to candidates or elected officials, I saw that there was a need and there was a void for an alternative. And that's what our campaign has represented. We began over 300-something days ago, and we have the fastest rise in Republican candidacy in most recent history simply because we're unifying frustration here in California, but the other alternative is that you have to have leadership that's willing to go out there and be with the people and be able to have those tough conversations and survive those tough conversations with relatability, and that's what we've been able to do in a very short amount of time.
Are you concerned that to be successful in politics, you somehow have to be less than honest and direct?
I believe that there is a component of that for other individuals. Me, I'm still finding out the nuances of how to exist in this space, because there is a thing of being too real or too honest or too transparent or being, and when I say too transparent, sometimes if you have all these bright, new, good ideals that would be exciting and get people galvanized, you have to pace yourself on how you deliver and distribute those, because what happens is, and you see a little combination of that now, when you're a smaller campaign like mine but has like a lot of support, you can have someone with a bigger name recognition with media and Hollywood attention come in and basically take everything that you've been doing, which is what I've been doing for an entire year, and basically regurgitate those things, and people believe that as if it came from that vessel in the first place. You know, so you have to be careful about how you deliver and when you deliver, because it is chess, because we cannot play checkers.
Right. That's what I'm thinking, is that there's a power structure that's entrenched and that benefits from the status quo, and they're going to be kind of resistant to somebody who comes in and says, hey, I want to just shake things up and I want to make changes. So it seems like you have to be a little bit kind of cagey. Is that right?
But, and it's true, because it is it's very murky waters, is what I tell people. And it's hard to tell the everyday person that, you know, you have to be in it to actually know it, because people automatically assume how this actually goes and how it works. But honestly, it's custom tailored for every individual and also your personality and your campaign style. So no one or no candidate is going to operate in the same space, do the exact same things, because we have to be creative. We were stalled for over 5 months from even doing Facebook and Instagram promotions of our campaign. So we had to work in our benefit. We have to physically go out and travel the entire state of California many, many, many times to connect with the people. And I think that in itself, you know, when you say everything happens for a reason, I'm glad that it happened that way, because it's to make that adjustment and to go out there and get in front of the actual people.
Why, as an African-American, why would you run as a Republican? It seems like the Democratic Party is the party that African-Americans, or minorities in general, not just African-Americans, but minorities in general tend to gravitate to. What made you want to run as a Republican?
Well, it just comes down to being able to process accurate information. I've only been a Republican 4.5 years. I've never been active politically. I was a Democrat by default. And so when you're around other great thinkers and people who give you, you know, propose propelling messages like what policies were beneficial for you and what policies were detrimental. We were able to look at the policies that were beneficial and detrimental, and I saw that even for the last 10 years of my life, I've lived by very conservative values and the things that I truly care about and the core of my essence. I just never defined it to be along with Republicans and conservatives. Another reason being that is that the Democrats in mainstream media has been so so brilliant, I would say, in how they have changed the narrative. And, you know, and I was speaking with a good friend of mine who ran for lieutenant governor, who actually was my introduction to politics. And we were talking about, you know, our kids. We were in the backyard at a birthday party. And he said, I'm running for lieutenant governor. And he said, no, by the way, I'm Republican. And so jokingly, I said, oh, so you're the crazy KKK white supremacist white man that's trying to hold me back, right? And we had a good laugh about it. And then we just started going down the rabbit hole. And he just blew my mind with the right, accurate information. And those aha moments continue to happen, story after story, policy after policy, to the point where I was able to track it all the way back to when my mother used to tell me that the Democrats loved us. And I thought about that. Why did she say that? She said that because the Democrats gave her free money and she was on welfare for 20 years. And so as a young, impressionable kid, anybody that's doing something good for the person you love the most, which is your mother, you're going to think, oh, they're the best. But that's all an illusion because there's a ceiling when it comes to that support and help because she never elevated herself beyond waiting around for that isolated, you know, dependable check, so to speak.
I love that. So there's a ceiling. It seems like it's free money, but there's actually a ceiling attached to it, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Rules and restrictions, you know, the father can't be in the house, so she never made the attempt to reconnect with my father, so I grew up fatherless, you know, and it's a vicious cycle.
Hang on to that thought. I want to talk when we come back about the vaccine and vaccine passports. I know you've got strong opinions about that, and so do we here on the Bright Side. We've got Major Williams with us, Republican candidate for governor. More with Major Williams on the Bright Side right after this break.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Major Williams, candidate for Republican candidate for governor of California in 2022. So, Major Williams, as a conservative, which you say you are as a conservative, what's your take on the vaccine? The vaccine. And vaccination in general, for that matter. The vaccine and vaccination
sure.
in general.
Well, from the beginning, my stance has been very clear when it comes to having a choice with vaccines. We are dealing with bills like SB 276 and 277 with the parents and, you know, and exemptions for kids to be able to go to school. So there's inclusion and declusion when it comes to that. Also, the passport vaccines is on another level because it infringes upon rights as it is the ideal and also the theory of it. And it's something that I'm wholeheartedly against. Once more, I believe that any individual who wants to take the vaccine, they should do that. That's their choice, and I personally respect it, and I think everyone else should as well. But the flip side is understanding that if a person doesn't want to take the vaccine because of whatever reason they decide, because that's what our founding fathers meant for us to live by, they shouldn't be ostracized and judged or separated because of that. So I strongly oppose mandatory vaccinations and also the passport vaccine because you are creating even more divide in the already chaotic situation within our country and also our state.
Have you gotten a lot of heat for that position?
Actually, I haven't, but I feel like in time it's going to come because our voices are only going to get bigger with the platform that we are building and the voices that are getting behind our particular message. But I believe that people enjoy their freedoms. I don't think that a lot of people are truly informed on how these seeds are being planted and normalizing, the stripping of your choice, whether or not to put some kind of chemical or whatever cocktail that is into yourself, like that is a reserved choice for the individual person or parents for their kids.
Are you troubled by the idea that it seems to be the trend that we're heading towards is that it's a normal thing to get vaccinated?
I am. I'm very concerned about it. And, you know, this didn't come from just out of nowhere. These they have been spreading rumblings about the creation of this opportunity, and the opportunity was COVID-19. The opportunity were the extended lockdowns. The opportunity was the stress and anxiety and anxiousness that everyone felt that they can capitalize on and now remarket and retarget something that they already wanted to do, which is implement, you know, a broader base of vaccination, deeming it mandatory.
Do you ever hear the saying, never let a good crisis go to waste?
Absolutely, and that's exactly what we're experiencing.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. How about the idea of mandatory lockdowns? You could, same thing?
Mandatory lockdowns under what pretense? Are you saying with the COVID that's happening?
Yeah, exactly. Now, in California.
Well, I believe leadership should take all precautions to protect the citizens. I believe in the beginning it was a good decision. I believe between the 2 to 9 weeks should have been a measuring mark for all of us to make sure that we're safe. But after 9 weeks, we had enough data to make a conscious decision to be very customized in the mandates that we set forth upon our small businesses, upon our kids when it comes to their education and their school. But we know for a fact this has been over-politicized, it's been overextended, and Governor Gavin Newsom has abused his emergency orders, stay-at-home orders, and it's been so many regular Californians like us who have had to pay for this and have been punished during this particular process of them playing politics.
Do you think that there's a line between protecting everybody and protecting individuals' rights, protecting the society in general and protecting the individuals' rights?
I believe it's very complex to really gauge that. It depends on what position you're holding. From a leadership perspective, you want to do all you can for just people in general. It's kind of like what you've sworn to do in that particular role and in that particular office. And so, as I said, you have to use a gauge when it comes to how you're executing these mandates or offering up these solutions. Me, after a certain amount of time, you have to be able to govern from a customized perspective. And I say that because Governor Gavin Newsom used a one-size-fits-all measuring mark for everyone when we know regions and towns and counties are all specifically set up different, no different than, hair salons. So let's take that for an example. He was very harsh in dealing with hair salons, which are essentially set up to have the best precautions in place by appointment only working environment, right? But once more, the big box companies were able to stay open, right? But all the smaller companies and businesses were punished. So once more, one size fits all doesn't work. And, everything does happen for a reason. Now we see that brand of leadership is something that we do not want or we should tolerate moving forward.
All right. So you are the founder of Major Kicks for Kids, which is a super cool nonprofit gifting platform. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it was something that I was doing indirectly for the last 15 years, not until some years ago. A good friend of mine put me to the side. I would always use Instagram back in 2010, 2011, and I would show myself giving away shoes that I had collected over the years, and they were barely worn or even brand new tennis shoes. And he just gave me the idea. It was like, you should form a foundation and continue to do what you're doing. I see the smiles and excitement on people's faces when they receive those, tennis shoes from you. And mind you, I wear a size 12. So I was very limited on the kids that I could actually impact and empower and give shoes away to. And so I created this foundation for multiple reasons. One, yes, to give away shoes. We also administer at least 2,000 haircut vouchers every single year. But that's just only on the surface. Now is an opportunity for us to have those created moments where we can ask that pressing question. So what is it that you want to do with yourself? And once we get into that conversation, we as the mentors get opportunities to be a resource, someone to inspire, encourage, and motivate them to continue to take those steps toward that particular path of success that they're looking for. And one of the main reasons why I did is because I wish I had some of those components in my early childhood as well. So I just kind of like want to pay it forward as an adult, as someone who's raising 3 young boys as well, that we do it in our household. But I know so many other people don't have that outlet, and I want to be that for them.
What would you plan? If you say you become governor of California, what would you do for disadvantaged kids along those same lines?
Well, it comes down to having first the intent to actually want to do that. Someone who has a track record of wanting to do that or actually doing that as well. And I believe that certain programs can be in place. And I think leadership should start promoting leadership should start being more about inspiring, you know, and just changing the tone on how you communicate. Because so I look at it like this. People have no idea the impact of how someone looks at a leader or a police officer when they come and speak to the students or whatever. And it may not be something tangibly physical that they actually give them, but their tone, their wisdom, and the words could be that one thing that changes that one kid's life. And I only say that because that's what happened to me. When I was at a DARE meeting one time at a recreation center in the projects, an officer came by the name of Officer Wellington. He came and he spoke with such sincerity, and it just seemed like he cared about us, you know, and he was just giving us a roadmap to a better way and to a better life. If we don't have leadership moving forward that's willing to be inspirational and willing to be a unifier or a galvanizer, then we are falling on deaf ears when it comes to these young people. You can create all the programs, but if you don't have the right vessels in those particular programs pushing them to continue moving forward, because sometimes it gets bumpy, sometimes you face frustration, then it's all for naught. And so that's what I would do. I would be a part of the process, not just create the programs. They would have a track record of memories and moments of Major Williams showing up to those events and being a part of the process in their journey, helping them get to the next level.
What is the single, we got about 45 seconds here, Major Williams, what is the single biggest issue that you think that needs to be addressed that you're going to address if you win the governorship?
Homelessness. If we tackle homelessness effectively, it's a domino effect with our entire state, and also doing a forensic audit of our budgeting, redirecting funds in proper programs, and also protecting our small businesses moving forward with policy so they will never be punished by these lockdowns that we just happened.
Thank you so much, Major Williams. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Ben.
Appreciate it. Major Williams, candidate for governor of California, Republican candidate for governor of California 2022. And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Don't forget to check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for all the longevity products. And hit that Join the Team link if you want to start yourself a longevity business. And that's it for now. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.